Just 1 year short of its 30th anniversary, the latest issue of the New Zealand Review of Books, Pukapuka Aotearoa's next publication, will be its last. Creative New Zealand has withdrawn its funding for the highly respected publication of long-form book reviews and opinion pieces after making big changes to its arts grant applications, something we've already reported on. CNZ has yet to give the Review of Books and their publishers, Peppercorn Press, a reason for the ending of its funding. The summer issue, the 128th edition, comes out next month. Co-editor Harry Ricketts is with us now. Kia ora, Harry.
Kia ora.
In March, I interviewed you on this very show about the 125th issue, and you were sounding very confident then about its future. So I'm thinking this news has come out of the blue?
This news has come completely out of the blue, Lynn. In fact, last year, Creative New Zealand gave us more grants than we'd received ever before, I think. So this did come without any warning. And there's no appeal to this. There's no process of appeal. And like other people, we'll be waiting for around 20 days to get some feedback.
Yeah, so what's the process about getting feedback? Because I'm sure everybody who is unsuccessful really wants to, needs to know what counted against them.
Well, the process is that you get informed, you sort of, as it were, tick a box saying you'd like feedback, and you get a message, a blanket message saying lots of people have requested feedback. You'll hear something within 20 days. That's it. That's the process.
Now, the reality is that the publication has been, what, totally reliant on CNZ funding from the start?
It's had a grant from the beginning, that's right. And, like many New Zealand ventures, it began with goodwill. It was founded by Loris Edmonds, Vincent O'Sullivan, John Mansfield Thompson, the first editor, and a small group of fellow enthusiasts. And they wanted to have a local equivalent in its own way of something like the London Review of Books or the Times Literary Supplement or the New York Review of Books. But they wanted right from the beginning to have something that just devoted itself to local content, to local literature in all forms, to history, to politics, to Maritanga, to economics, ecology, you know, any of the kind of areas in which we publish books and equivalent kind of items.
The landscape, Harry, of course, has changed a great deal over those decades.
It certainly has, Lynn.
But yes, so what made right. So what made your this publication different from other review outlets? I mean, these days I'm thinking not so much print, but thinking Spin-Off Book and the Pantograph Punch, who do also run long-form reviews. Is your publication unique still?
I think so, because, it started as a 16-page journal, and we ended at 40 pages, so we could carry, we carry a good volume of material. I've worked out that New Zealand Books has reviewed around 15,000 books over its 29 years in around 2,500 or so reviews. Those are just rough figures, and one of the things that we are really committed to trying to do is to preserve this archive, because I think it's unique. I would say on the other front Pantograph Punch, amongst other things, it also publishes original material. We have published poems and with some supplements other material, but basically the in-depth review, the one that has something to say, has the space to back it up, takes an angle, fair-minded, independent, but that actually puts an argument, doesn't just say, in effect, oh, very good or very bad, actually presents you with something which makes you, if you've already read the book, you think, here's something to discuss, here's something to argue with, or gives you some sense of what that would be like and whether you might want to read it. So it's part, these things are part of a discussion, I would say.
There was a cost involved, though, and the price of it may have made it too expensive for an awful lot of people. With the cost and the grant,
$44 a year.
It's still, one of the things against you is that often access to this is free. So I wasn't having a crack at the publication, but it is still a cost when times are tight. And you had the grant as well. Was part of the cost involved with paying reviewers? Was that something that you were committed to?
We did pay reviewers, not as generously as we'd like to have done, but we have consistently always paid reviewers. The two editors, currently Louise O'Brien and myself, we get a small honorarium for our tasks. The typographer, Walter Wall-Raven, who's been with New Zealand Review of Books for longer than anybody. I've been co-editing for 22 years, but Walter was working with Colin James before that. He would obviously be paid for his work, his essential work, and there's the print cost. So, you know, the finances were... the payments and things were organised by formerly the Book Council, now New Read, NZ, Te Pō, Muramura. They basically handled the dealings with subscribers for us, the subscriber base. So it's, you know, it wasn't an entirely voluntary organisation, but the Peppercorn Press that has administered the journal was entirely voluntary labour.
I know a lot of love went into it. Look, let's talk about the archives, Harry, yeah. Because as you mentioned, this is important. So you're trying to find a new home for your online archive. You've got a Give a Little Page happening as well. And your teen review site also hooked on NZ Books. So these are going to cost, of course. We know that archives, online archives, cost money. How important is it that you find someone willing to take over that archive or those two sites, really?
Very important. Lynn, you will appreciate that we only got the news a week ago. So things that, you know, are in very early stages. We're trying to, you know, trying to deal with a number of different fronts. But there is a complete commitment to trying to preserve this archive. So I guess there are different places that one might look to, perhaps the National Library. I mean, I haven't talked to them yet, so if you're from the National Library, you know, we'll certainly want to talk to you. Some kind of approach to a library would seem appropriate, but other people on the board may well have other and better ideas than that.
I'm sure that you'd have been very aware of the feedback that you got. Really, I would say an outpouring of anger and frustration and grief alongside the announcements for the Verb Festival I mentioned also. Harry, just quickly, yeah, what sort of response have you heard?
We've been very moved by that, you know, and thank you to the very many people who have been, you know, kind of actively speaking on this.
Harry, thank you very much. Harry Ricketts, who with Louise O'Brien is co-editor of the New Zealand Review of Books, Puka Puka Aotearoa.